brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello. Welcome and grab a chair. This is going to be fun. It's another sud segment where life's not a box of chocolates. It's like a mixed six pack from the grocery store. Get it? Get it? See what's in front of you?
That on paper, that actually was not as funny as the way you read it. Way to go, Dave.
Well, it is Mike saying that, so.
Oh, boy. All right. Because sometimes you get a beautiful oatmeal stout. Sometimes you get a pilsner that tastes like a heffa with a shot of movie popcorn butter in it. You never know what you're going to get. Is it going to be awesome? Or is it going to be a pour?
Hold my hand, Sean.
Or is it going to be a mic?
Or is it going to be a mic? I like that. All right. I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana. And speaking of Mike, say hello, good old boy Mike.
Good old boy Mike.
It did not suck. Michael is forking with us.
Not yet, anyways.
Wait,
right?
Dave had a sound for me.
Sort of. Michael is forking with us.
Fork you very much.
But you talked over it, so you'll never get one again.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Good old boy Sean. Hello.
Hello. Good to be back as always. Good old boy Sean. Here with no fear, but here with beer.
Hey, wow, true. That was all right.
True.
I'll hold your hand, man.
Good old boy Drew. That's not hello. His hand.
The poetry that is flowing from around the table.
There's a flow, all right.
Wonderfully engaging.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to take in sometimes. Good old boy, Dave.
You're funny. You're really funny. I like you.
Dave, is that your ringtone?
Yes. Whenever Juliana calls.
Yeah. Okay. Today we're going to take a tour of the Garden State, New Jersey. On a recent trip back home to another state, not New Jersey, I picked up a few beers from several breweries and brought them back to share with the good old boys.
Yay. I think it's nice to share.
Sharing is caring.
It is, and see how much I care about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, Mike cares because he's always sharing his opinion.
And we would expect no less, would we? Okay.
He's here to help.
He is.
Yeah.
Good old boy Drew, why don't you give us today's lineup?
The New Jersey beers we'll be trying today are 609 IPA from Glasstown Brewing Company in Millville, New Jersey. The Sneak Box American Pale Ale from Kane Brewing Company in Ocean, New Jersey.
Woohoo!
The Counter Current New England Style IPA from Slack Tide Brewing in Cape May County, New Jersey.
Yay!
There's not a city there? Oh. Vienna Style Lager.
They're
from
unincorporated.
Double Nickel Brewing from Pensauken, New Jersey.
You did that very well.
I was about to say, I may have murdered that. Is that too soon? No.
Wow. Hey, Ronnie, come here. He said the word. Oh,
the Cape May IPA from Cape May Brewing Company in Cape May, New Jersey.
See? It's not Cape May County.
And maybe if time
Cape
permits,
May
we'll have a
Cape
bonus. So.
There you go. Thank you, good old boy Drew.
It was my pleasure.
Good old boy Sean, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
All right. Going with a New Jersey-themed music appreciation take on these ratings. One being the lowest, five being the highest. The Jonas Brothers of ratings. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud.
Well done.
But a Jonas Brothers.
That was pretty well played.
That was well played.
That was smooth.
With number two, with you'll be doing 18 to Life with Skid Row, because was that a belch? Nope.
Two is the most underwhelming sound effect.
It really is.
That's why I added that in. Yeah. I needed to give it a little zhuzh.
Bit.
just make that pop.
The number three rating, we're going to go with old Blue Eyes. Wasn't that a kick in the head? Ah, what a relief.
Aww.
A little senior citizen head trauma. That's
he did it his way.
He did, he did it my way.
Wow, that was
something.
And number four, just like Bon Jovi, I'll be there for you. These five words, I swear to you. A body should really not make that sound.
Oh!
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Sorry, I heard you saying Bon Jovi. That made me...
reflex.
Rude.
All right. And some of us may not be the biggest fans of The Boss, but we can't not recognize The Boss. No, Bruce Springsteen checking in at number five. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
I only acknowledge one boss, and she hosts the show.
Way to go, Dave.
Suck up.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Ding, ding.
All right. Sounds good? Let's get into it. First beer that we are going to talk about is the one from Glasstown Brewing in Millville, New Jersey. It's not on the coast. It's kind of inside.
But you think there was a glass mill?
It's 609.
Oh, yeah.
So was there anything in particular that made you pick these beers? Like they were all at one stop, or you were looking for a certain style, or you've had all these beers, or you've had none of these beers before?
There's one brewery that Kane that I have had beers from before, but these others I have not. Some of them were recommended to me by places that I stopped at, and others I just randomly said, you know what, this sounds good, let's give it a shot.
They're pretty. Like the can.
So can art.
And it wasn't actually, it wasn't the can art. No, I was looking at styles and
you're pretty. You got a nice name. I like you. I'm gonna bring you home.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna put you in my belly.
I knew it was something between that and a dude on the turnpike that said six beers are 20. So
it's very titillating.
I did not last long on the turnpike. It was more of the Atlantic City Expressway. But yeah. Anyways. Okay, so let's get to the first one, which is called the 609 IPA.
Clocking in at 6.9% ABV.
Wow.
It is. Yes. It's the only IPA for South Jersey. Ha ha. Light in body, but bold in hoppy citrus. It's your new favorite. Brewed with Cascade, Simcoe, and Citra hops.
Call it the 6-0-9.
Well, because it's the area code. Just saying.
Yeah, they overthought that. How long does it take you to make come up with a beer name, Sean?
Just depends. Sometimes they come right away. Sometimes it, you know, you gotta let it.
I'm
simmer.
Never in the room, man.
Yeah. Let's collaborate.
Let's collaborate.
Yeah.
All right. So your first beer is not going to be 609.
Yeah.
Right? So.
Yeah. Nor is 615.
Definitely not.
Maybe drop that 931 area code.
Ooh, nice.
Talk to me.
931 life.
Yes. Yeah. Be feeling that love.
If it doesn't fit,
what are we thinking?
Must acquit.
I'm still missing my 717.
I don't know. The first thing that's kind of hitting me is it's a little creamy, you know, in terms of the mouthfeel. It feels like the hops are fighting with each other.
I agree.
There's like a bitterness that's mm-hmm. going in opposite yep. directions. There's one that's like metallic, and there's another one that's kind of abrasive, and they're fighting with each other.
I think that describes what I'm tasting, but I almost thought it was like tannins or something.
It was
that
very
were
reminiscent.
Coming through that yeah. like almost like a tea that's steeped too long.
Yeah,
kind of.
That's a very good description. Yeah.
Yeah, the bitterness is on this is not pleasant at all.
It's mellowed out a little bit as I've drank it more, but it's still, yeah, the bitterness is really what's off-putting for me on this.
Creamy was my first thought, and then the bitterness is not what I would expect. Yeah. It just doesn't really match up.
I do not like this.
All right.
This does suck.
Juliana, what do you think?
The creaminess is pleasant, but the sharp dankness at the end is a little strange for me. And I'm enjoying West Coast IPAs now more, right? Because right. I'm kind of softly over the New England IPA, like orange juicy. Okay. What? Everyone's allowed to their. It's just.
I wish I had a sound effect of someone forever. Screaming.
No, it's just that there's been so many of them. Do you know what I mean? That I'm kind of like, I'm swinging my pendulum back to like, to enjoy and appreciate some West Coast.
You need a little more resin in your life.
Yes, I enjoy a little bit more resin. Maybe that's because I need to play my violin more. I don't know. But this is just a little too, it's sharp, bitter, and it's not.
Yeah.
And it lingers. And what I like about a good West Coast IPA is that it stops. And this doesn't stop. And so I'm confused.
There's no caramel to balance the, you know, I mean, it's like it.
Yeah.
They don't know where they're trying to go.
That would be nice.
If there was some sugar, you know, in this to kind of bring it around, I believe that it would have a bit more balance. And maybe all of that, you know, bitterness collision thing going on would be at least a bit more tempered.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like they went a little hard on the Cascade in this one.
The Cascade really stood out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is reminds me of two hard. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate the 609 from Glasstown 01.
Nowhere to go but up.
I don't like it at all. Like the Jonas Brothers?
Okay. Next one that we are going to talk about is the Sneak Box American Pale Ale from Kane Brewing in Ocean, New Jersey.
It smells very good.
5.4%. It's an American Pale Ale with using Citra hops exclusively.
Holy. Oh, yeah. That would explain the nose. Yeah.
Wow. Snap. Wow.
I want a cheesesteak now.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely some Citra hops in this.
I want a gallon of this.
And for the uneducated that don't know what Citra would bring to the table, this is a beautiful presentation of what Citra does.
Yes.
And explains why a lot of brewers like to use Citra.
It is a fun hop.
We'll have more thoughts in just a minute after the interlude.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is a little road trip around New Jersey and taking in a few of the breweries from that fine state. What we're talking about right before the break was from Kane Brewing in Ocean, New Jersey, and it is the Sneak Box, which is 5.4% pale ale. Thoughts, guys?
Come on, Mike, tell us how much you hate it.
No, I think this beer is okay. I think that it this is a good really beer for somebody that's there at the table that wants something that is fairly approachable and simple.
Yes.
We were talking about another beer that this was reminding us of, which was Zombie Dust. And that was Sean came up with that excellent, you know, connection between the two. I just, you know, Zombie Dust is a lot bigger, you know, than this. I think this is for somebody sitting at the table that says, you know, I really enjoy Hefeweizen, but I want something that's different. That would be this beer.
This is a chip off the Zombie Dust block.
This would be a great beer for someone who's like, I don't like IPAs. Right. Well, here, try this.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely, the IBUs on this are very approachable. It's a sweet citrus component that is probably the cornerstone of the taste profile for this, and I think that's going to be rather appealing to a very broad audience. I'm betting that they sell a whole lot of this.
They do.
Yeah.
Like, yep.
Do you like lemonade?
They do.
Okay, good. Try this.
Yeah.
But there's, okay, but in its simplicity.
Much more complicated than that.
Right. But in its simplicity, in the scheme of things, only using one hop, I think this is just a really good go-to.
Yeah.
You know, and if I'm on the beach.
Yeah. This is great.
This is a good, you know,
straight out of the can. Don't put it in a glass. You don't want that sunlight ruining these hops.
Yeah. No.
Beautiful hops.
Well, I think too, like a lot of times people try to get too fancy, like, oh, we've got 7 hops in this beer.
Right.
You know, don't need that.
Build this complex thing. No, dude, just pick a good hop, balance it with the malt the right way, and make a good beer and be done with it.
Yeah, I would invite them to absolutely change this, not one point at all.
Yeah.
The only thing you can do with it at this point is screw it up.
Yeah. Yep, what was the ABV on this one?
Only 5.4.
5.4.
Dude, yeah. That is
no perfect.
This is a crusher.
Right. 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 There, yeah. Right, right.
I want a 12 pack in a canoe.
Yeah. And be done with it. Yep. We are going to rate the sneak box a 5. Yes.
Congratulations, the Bruce Springsteen of this tasting so far.
Wow. You're doing the Lost Proud.
Or Misfits. I mean, you know.
Question for you, Juliana. Yeah. Did you listen to New Jersey music while you were driving across New Jersey?
Does a bear poop in woods?
She was probably listening to prog rock or something like
that. No, I was listening to Springsteen radio on
Sirius XM?
Yes, on Sirius.
Yeah. You said the E Street radio would have been another good one.
Listening to Yes Fragile.
Maybe it was. You know? Maybe it was.
While I was editing last week's episode, so there's that.
Wow.
See?
Yes!
Back in favor.
That is awesome!
That's all I need to do come back into the circle.
If you like old, British women screaming while somebody bangs on a trash can.
Hear me!
Iron Maiden?
Just need John Anderson, you know, squealing in your ear. Yeah.
You're rude.
It's a great album.
This is true.
Fragile is a great album.
It's one of the better non-studio Yes albums. So
good old Fragile.
I love it.
Fripp.
Fragile.
Fragile Rock.
Right, Fragile Rock, yeah.
So you guys want to talk about our topic today? Worthy of discussion.
If you want to, Mike.
Since you went there, sure.
Step forward and hear all about the bear.
Speaking of bears.
So, a car thief who hid from police inside a giant teddy bear learns his fate. Greater Manchester police noted that Joshua Dobson is now stuffed behind bars and hopes that he finds the 9-month sentence bearable.
This has to be Manchester, England, right?
It's Manchester, England.
Manchester, yes, Tennessee, right. Dude.
No. Manchester, England. Police in Manchester, UK, found a suspected car thief. I don't know what the difference between a car thief and not a car thief. So apparently, there's a space in between.
Well, he's not convicted yet.
Yeah. So a suspected car thief, Joshua Dobson, hiding inside a giant teddy bear. A suspected car thief in Manchester apparently found the idea of being arrested unbearable. So he reportedly attempted to hide inside a 5-foot teddy bear. Here is a spoiler alert. Joshua Dobson's attempt at being a master of disguise didn't work, and now you will have to see if he can bear time behind bars. The 18-year-old, there you go. That's I don't even have to read the rest of the story.
The 18-year-old, was a pretty
big bear. Yeah.
A 5-foot bear, though.
5-foot. I have pictures.
He cut the butt.
The 18-year-old has been wanted by Greater Manchester Police since May when he allegedly stole a car and didn't pay to fuel it up. Oh, wait a second.
So why would you pay for gas if you steal a car?
I have so many questions. So,
William, I'm going to go steal a car and I'm going to drive it around and I'm not going to fill it up with petrol, okay?
You're a monster. That second part.
You rebel. You anarchist.
Coppers are not going to catch me, man, because I'm not going to put petrol in that vehicle. So then Dobson managed to elude capture until July when police were searching a house in Rockdale and noticed what a force spokesperson described as a large bear breathing. Dobson was taken into custody and charged with the alleged crimes. What does that sound like?
We got a large bear breathing.
Me and my boys, we walked into the room, and you know, I was looking around. I said, "Hey, that is a breathing bear," and I was very suspicious of this.
The king killed them all 150 years ago.
Listen, let me tell you something. Are supposed to be breathing, and when they're not, I'm a good copper.
Okay, you know what? You make fun of it, all right? But if you walked into a room and there was a giant teddy bear, it's kind of weird.
It is a little weird.
But if it was breathing, that would be kind of unsettling.
I would wonder which beer I've had before that. So Dobson was taken into custody and charged with the alleged crimes. He was sentenced to 9 months to a young offenders institution last week. What does that look like? I think you just sit in a room and they go, slap him again until he says, I'm not going to crawl in the bear. You know? Yeah, I will not crawl in the bear.
What are you in here for? Car theft and crawling in a bear?
Yeah. Well, no, that's the interesting thing.
You're going to be somebody's bitch.
he was charged with car theft, failing to fill up with petrol, but not destruction. Of property,
yeah.
Well, was maybe it was his house?
It could have been his bear.
Was it his bear?
Yeah. For all you know, he took the bear in there with him. It was his bear.
Maybe he had it in the questions. Maybe he had it in the car with him. I don't know.
No, we should pull the night court video. You know, it's not called night court.
I would like to see the body cam. Footage when the guy like turns around and goes, is that bear breathing? What's going on here?
Well, that's playing in their pub all day long on a loop, you know, going, and then Tommy turned to the left and the bear was breathing. Okay. I mean, I've heard like killer bears coming out of the corner and stuff. And I looked at him and I said, that's not right.
I think if that guy was smart, he would have like played it off like he was Teddy Ruxpin or something. Like, I'm your best friend.
I would have loved to have heard the radio.
I like the police.
I would have loved to have heard the radio calls going out. So we got a breathing bear over here in Rockmore. So
we need armed police immediately.
We need backup.
Hello, kids.
I need somebody to come and bear witness to this.
Policemen are your friends, kids.
Seamus, you're not going to believe this one.
Officer, would you like to dance with me?
But the thing is it sounds like this kid, it was almost premeditated. Like, you know, I mean, seriously, when you look at the pictures, you're like, are you going to crawl into that size hole in a bear? Ooh. You know, it's like, so it's almost like he had a practice run.
He's
got
to be a small kid.
It's like, what class do you take to do
he's
that?
He's just a wee fellow.
No. Pull harder. Timmy, pull harder on the fabric. You almost got your head in there.
Oh, God.
Beat that button.
You know, it's not like a Paddington bear. You can pull stuff out of it and stick your head
in there. They would have gotten a picture of him in the bear suit.
Well, that, you know, they could embellish the story a lot better. I mean, you know, people could be getting naked. There could have been, you know, a couple having a good time. I mean, you know, there could have been a lot more, you know.
Well, the story could have been a lot better. Speaking of good time, I mean, there are people that are into furries, sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, who are kind of into that. So he could have gotten a date. On certain apps while wearing that bear suit.
Who are these friends of yours that do this?
How do you find out these things?
Don't judge me.
I'd like to find the Venn diagram of criminals and furries.
You don't have to name names here on the radio. Yeah.
I'm not here to kink shame, bro.
What's the name of that Facebook group?
Swipe left.
Does that go against the community standards?
Swipe left if you like unicorns. Swipe right if you like...
You're an admin, right? Go ahead. Say it, Dave.
That's right.
Kick me out.
You're kicked off the show.
That's a summer of questionable decisions. I'm telling you.
I want to know if the kid passed the class.
Did he actually get out?
You know,
beer and furries.
Did it complete the young offenders training?
Next summer, yeah.
Do you get it like a free certificate?
Coming next summer, maybe they give you a
parting stuffed bear. On the way out the door, going, here you go, kid. You
pairing beer and fetishes. You know, we may have to do that.
That content would actually
Does
probably
get
perform
free beer
very
at
well.
The pub now, or do people just send them in the corner going, go ahead, sit over there, sonny.
We just need all of our listeners to send us your fetish, and we will pair
That's
beer
a good old boy Dave at SipSudsAndSmokes.com. Pictures welcome.
Wow. Send their beer as well.
Yeah.
There are some ideas that I just have to say no to. Because I'm the one that has to read all of the email.
I can't imagine.
just send all of your email to Dave. Yeah. Leave the cork in and sip suds and smokes.
We would be right back at the top of the Apple charts, right? Man.
I can feel we're going to be at the top of something.
Yeah.
The show has suddenly taken a turn. Yeah. Oh, they sexed it up.
Yeah.
Right. Sip suds and smokes. People are going to ask us.
So what was that moment when you felt the momentum going downhill? Boom, this is it right there.
After the show.
When you knew it was all going to end.
Yes. That day.
Wow. Okay.
There you go, Joshua. It's all your good fault, job, buddy.
Joshua Dobson, wasn't he quarterback for UT at some point?
Hey. You quit it.
Just a long distance relative. Okay. Moving on. Let's go to Cape May County.
Jersey for beer.
New Jersey. Yes, yes, yes.
Needs to be a stuffed bear in this story.
Whatever. We're going to talk about the Countercurrent New England style IPA from Slack Tide in Claremont, New Jersey, which is in Cape May County.
So it is possible to make a New England style IPA in New Jersey.
All right.
And make it hazy.
I was going to say, it is hazy.
6.5% ABV.
Yeah, this is quite nice.
My test. He did.
Yeah.
I know where that finger's been, Mike.
I was checking the bear.
That's how they found out there was a guy in the bear.
What are you doing over there?
They had to check his oil.
Gotta put my finger in this hole. Is
there a salt battery with your finger in the bear?
Okay, first of all, this is lovely. Second of all, Slack Tide is a brewery that Slack Tide and Kane are the two breweries that to me come to mind with New Jersey. Also, Cape May Brewing, their IPA, but we'll get to that in a minute. And they've won like a few. Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
there you go. That's a good sign.
Is lupulin powder cheating?
No,
it's nowadays still,
it's,
no.
Yeah, no. I mean, everything's on the table, especially because
get a free T-shirt.
You and, yeah. Right. No, I mean
yes. You use lupulin.
You getting the flavor without all the vegetable.
Yeah,
you know
it's called efficiency.
Yeah, efficiency.
It's
yeah,
called, they don't have to clean out the tank all day.
Yeah, yeah. For as wasteful as this style is in terms of the amount of hops and the volume you get in the end.
the size.
Well, we should just use capsaicin extract in hot chicken then, right?
Oh, totally. Totally.
So I really
that logic checks. Out.
I really love the hop profile on this. I mean, it's spot on. I bet you we've had 50, 80 different, you know, beers that have this exact same, you know, hop profile. Very good, very tasty. I don't really find it to be that juicy. It's not very acidic, you know, to me at all.
I think it's juicy.
It's definitely, if I have to pick a fruit, I would say lemon. Would probably be my first choice off of this. I like this beer. It's certainly in that crushable category.
Sean, for what Nipahs. Fruit would you pick?
I was kind of thinking tangerine for some reason.
Yeah, nice. I can go with that too.
Well, kumquat over here.
Oh, kumquat. Yeah. Julie, what's your fruit?
Super special. Here's a teddy bear.
Wow. Whatever thought Juliana had is gone.
Yeah. It just got ruined.
Mike does
that. I'm kind of like Seville oranginess on it.
Orange?
Yeah.
It's got nemanosaurus.
Yeah.
So I liked it. So a bit of the theme, at least between you and Sean, is the kind of sweet citrus, component.
Mm-hmm.
And that I think is probably dead on.
Whereas Mike is bitter. Lemon, like
I chose
very bitter, well, very acidic.
Meyer lemon? Well,
yeah, see, I'm thinking Meyer lemons, which are actually, I think to me, are sweeter than more acidic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just when I think of you, I think of lemon.
And I know you have a lot of thoughts when you think about me, Dave. So
wow, they come down to one thing.
Okay,
the birds are flying.
He touched the bear with his finger again.
Mike is totally going to buy a giant stuffed bear on his way home today.
Okay, but it's nice and it's pleasant. And when we think of New England IPAs, we're thinking of something in this vein anyway.
This like, definitely
right. Yes. It fits all the boxes. It checks off.
If it doesn't fit. Captain Lawrence,
you must acquit.
At a Captain Lawrence beer very recently that definitely that was a Nipah beer that I thought was, you know, kind of dead on, you know, for this. Mm-hmm. I'll have to look up the name. It was like Mover or Move or something like that. But so many NIPAs, I think, you know, can really definitely the juicy component, that acidity can actually just overwhelm the palate and I think really just get out of balance. But
it's so weird, like the NIPA thing's been out for so long and like so many people have done their own take on it. It's hard to even back into what a genuine NIPA should even be at this point for me. Like I'm kind of just at the point of like, is it good or not?
Similar thread, juicy. Like when I hear juicy, I typically am thinking more sweet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, right. Mike, good old Mike is obviously thinking acidic. He likes
bitter because he's bitter.
And well, acidic. You know, I'm surrounded by orange trees and grapefruit, you know, all around my house in Florida. So, you know.
It's, and you're wearing orange.
That's true. True, yeah.
There's that.
He's going to go hunt stuffed bears, you know, later.
I think probably the biggest compliment I could give this beer is I would actually have another.
Yes. Of these. Yeah. I mean, the first thing I did was grab more beer. Dave grabbed more beer. Yeah. No, yeah. It's.
Yeah. If there's any more.
We got another can. So cool. We need to open it back. Yeah. We'll crack it open.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So we are going to rate this beautiful thing a 5.
Hey, another Bruce Springsteen on this show.
I know. Yay to Slack Tide.
There's a Glory Days joke in there somewhere.
It's interesting. Several of the local breweries that, you know, around us all day long, I mean, make this style of beers all the time. And I guess what I find interesting is I don't think anybody's doing anything quite like that.
Agreed.
You know, here. It's that soft characteristic, you know, about it that really makes this really crushable. So, yeah, definitely don't just have one. Order two of these and enjoy them both, for sure.
Okay, cool. Well, quickly, let's get into the next one. It's a Vienna Lager from Double Nickel Brewing in Pennsauken, New Jersey. And this one is 5.3% ABV. And I thought it was cool to actually have a Vienna, a Vienna Lager.
Something not IPA.
Don't get enough of them, unfortunately. Yeah. And this one's quite nice. It's a little lighter than I would expect, both in color and body, but not unpleasantly.
Not too outside the room.
No, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some nice flavor going on with the malt backbone here. Mm-hmm. It's I'm enjoying it.
It's almost like a nice palate cleanser right now.
Mm-hmm. We will be back with more after this interlude. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Place like that once.
Preservation Company.
Welcome back, everyone.
Wait, you're gonna call the slaughterhouse preservation packing?
All right, so right before the interlude, we started talking about Double Nickel Brewing's Vienna Lager. And we thought it was a great palate cleanser. Yes?
Yeah.
Agreed. I like the packaging on this too. Very, very slick.
Clean, simple.
Very simple. No.
Not just good can art, because that is my primary requirement.
Yes. we know that's how you drink beer, Mike. It's that's just, right. Does it look
What's
good?
What's your decisioning process?
It's better to look
will,
good.
Will
than to
I
feel
look good.
Good
drinking this beer? And if it looks good, I look good.
Therefore, it's good.
Well, a nice Vienna Lager should just be pretty smooth, easy, you know, and I think this hits that mark.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, I think most of the Vienna Lagers that I approach, I'm on guard for two things. One is it going to be too sweet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The second thing is it going to have a clean finish off of it? You know, truly embodying a lager, because it seems like I get some pale brown, sticky, gooey crap that you
know, coffee that's been rehydrated from the bottom of.
Yes, we've been there.
Okay, whatever you were dreaming of, this is not even remotely. So this actually is spot on for style. It has good balance about it. It's not too sweet,
right?
And I think when you step into these, you know, very simplistic, you know, style beers, there's nothing to hide behind, and you're either gonna nail it or fail it. And so, I really think they nailed it pretty good here. And don't change anything with this, other than the size of my cup.
Yeah, let's see. Can I get this in a tall boy?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no. This is definitely a good year-round drinker for every occasion.
I might have enjoyed it being a tad bit drier and a bit more crisp, you know, than this on the finish, if I had to be, you know, pick anything out of this. But honestly, if you tried to fix it, you would just screw the whole thing up.
Yeah. Well, and there's, you know, to your point with some of the Viennas, for me, it's that lingering breadiness, and this doesn't have that. It's there, and then it
goes
fades.
Away.
Yeah. No, this is a pleasure.
What do you think, Julie?
Well, this just needs a stein.
And the reason why I bought this particular one from Double Nickel was the fact that you can't hide with a Vienna lager. It's either done what, like, average is to me bad for a Vienna lager. It's either done really well or it's
I'm not drinking it.
Right, exactly. Because this is an easy style to brew but can go wrong in so many ways, you know? Well, we are going to rate the Vienna Lager from Double Nickel a 4.
Can't do 3.5 on the show.
We could rate it a 5.
This is the bad medicine of the Bon Jovi catalog.
All right.
Well done.
Next. Not the Young Guns 2.
After New Jersey, I'm really don't know the Bon Jovi catalog that well. The New Jersey album is really the pinnacle of Bon Jovi.
There's so much more. Have a great day, right?
You know, I don't know.
There's a lot of good songs on
there. There's a lot of good songs, but it's just like...
That was after the first round of surgeries.
All right. Moving on. Let's go.
We're stretchy.
Let's go to Cape May, New Jersey. And Cape May is a really nice beach. It's a really good place.
Lemony.
Yeah. This to me is classic Southern Jersey beach beer, if that makes any sense.
This reminds me of those lemon shortbread cookies.
Okay. So this is 6.3% ABV. It's named for America's oldest seaside resort. It's loaded with floral and citrus notes, slightly bitter and zesty.
So yeah, I'm trying to figure out if it's the malt. They're saying it's a West Coast IPA, but with in the heart of the East Coast. So do they try to throw a little East Coast IPA style love in this? And if so...
Where is it?
It got lost in the glass.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that's striking me is that I keep on looking for something to, you know, that's going to hang on there. It's watery. It doesn't have a lot of body to it. It just is like barely there and gone. I just, you know.
Kind of reminds me of like Watermelon Jolly Rancher.
See, I was thinking Fruity Pebbles cereal, but eaten in water instead of milk, which is a really odd thing to think, but that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah. This just looks like somebody made this in a brew pub and said, oh, cool. We actually get to make another 2.3%, you know, off of this. If we serve our own beer.
Man. I think it's a good beach beer to me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm liking it.
And I'm not on a beach.
And I have
been sit outside and drink it.
Liking this for a few
Come
years.
Come back
and
tell me what you think.
Haters are gonna hate, but I'm a fan.
I don't hate it. I just think that it's lacking. You know,
it could be better executed.
Yeah, that's all.
I like.
There's a lot of hope and promise in this.
It's supposed to be West Coast.
Well, so
what about
it
this
has
is,
West Coastiness to it. Yes, it does.
Coastiness.
Well, so if it's brewed
in the heart of the East Coast, you're taking an East Coast IPA and you're adding a zhuzh of West Coast to it.
Oh, is there a zhuzh? There's a zhuzh.
West Coast needs more than a zhuzh.
So how much is a zhuzh? Is it like...
Similar to a buttload?
It's not a buttload.
Metric or standard?
Is it more of a smidge? You know, okay, like look, a nudge?
Where just... All right, I guess most people are going to rate the Cape May IPA a 2. I, however...
So we're going to rate it a 3. No.
Okay, fine.
I just don't have a good skin.
All my favorite children get 3s.
Was that for number 3?
Yeah.
All right. So that was Sinatra. So that was Sinatra. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So,
you guys are just mean. See, I'm not going to let you two sit next to each other anymore.
That's Sean's fault. All
right. You're going to fly him to the moon.
Quit touching me.
Stop holding my hand. Look, we got time for a bonus round.
Bonus round.
Was a very good beer.
And what is the bonus beer that we are drinking?
The bonus beer that we are drinking is from Kane.
Not to be confused with Kane Brown.
And it's called Whitehall.
Whitehall.
7.2% ABV IPA.
Yep, this is not on our sheet, right?
Yes, it is on the sheet. It was brewed with a mix of Pilsner and crisp best ale base malt with some oat malt and flaked wheat, and then Whirlpool hop with Citra, and then it was dry hop with some Mosaic and Citra goodness.
Thank you for no lactose.
But you need to make a milkshake out of something with a teddy bear. So
the aroma on this is absolutely stunning, by the way.
I completely agree with that. That is the first thing that caught. I got a good whiff
of this. You can't
help
before but
even
whiff
got
it,
up, you know, and I'm like, wow, I just want to smell this.
It's beautiful,
I can
too.
Gorgeous all day.
Aroma.
Yeah. The color is quite beautiful as well. Like, this looks like it smells and tastes delicious.
You were holding out on us, man. Where is there any more good beer at the bottom of the ice chest?
Yeah, we're going to drink that after you guys leave.
So. Yeah, so here on their tasting notes, you know, they use the word tropical fruit. It definitely embodies a lot of that ambrosia component to it. It has, you know, kind of a coconut, you know, mascarino cherry, you know, kind of bananas floating around.
Ambrosia salad.
Yeah. Which is all really great. I think the hops are really well balanced, great mouth feel. Man, I could absolutely smell that can for at least 15 minutes.
This is the kind of beer where you don't need a lot of caramel malt or anything. You use the light malts and you just balance the hops out like that. That's how this is supposed to be done.
This is definitely approaching, you know, some other folks that have probably gone after this particular, you know, animal. This could hang tough with Trillium. It reminded me actually of an Alchemist beer was, you know, probably the first thing that came to my mind. And I was like, especially just because of the intense aroma, you know, around this.
Mike, hold that. No, keep that, Mike.
I'm holding this.
I don't know what you guys are doing.
Okay.
Okay, see, you keep doing this where you're going to go both ways. Okay.
No.
We're not going to go both ways.
Pass the beer to the left.
So what we are going to rate this beautiful, stunning, and this is something that I can drink all day, by the way.
What's it called again?
Whitehall IPA from Kane, a 5.
Totally. This is excellent.
I might even visit New Jersey for that beer.
I know.
After this show, you will not be able to visit New Jersey.
This is a good Max solo.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we got time for one more bonus beer. Wow. And this is the...
Double bonus beer.
What? Yeah. This is the Slammer New England IPA from Slack Tide. 6.2% ABV, a hazy soft yellow with notes of pineapple and grapefruit. And it's got a really nice fish on the can.
Wow. I say good luck
this
after
smells
having
like little Stevie.
Nose is not nearly as pungent as
No, it's not.
It's kind of grapey.
Need some old bag.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
This, though, okay, so yes, hazy is in New England IPA. This one, though,
what are the hops?
I get a little more burn. Yeah. A hot burn from it, yeah.
It's like, it's got this grape must kind of.
Grape must.
If you haven't figured out, we're actually tasting all these in real time. So you're really getting a lot of our very first.
It's like a white tea kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's a very good description because there's a bitterness component that's there, but it's kind of a knockdown, you know, bitterness that almost has like a watery bitterness to it. So yeah, white tea, great. I love that brew.
Yeah. Yeah, coming off the previous beer.
Yeah, it's hard to follow that one. Yeah. It really is. It is like, I feel like if this was the first one,
where we were. Can I blend some of the white wall with this?
Right.
Not bad, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have some of it left.
I mean, I would still say this is one of the stronger beers of the flight.
Yes, oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. I like this one because it's got a bit of pineapple to it. It's not just a traditional New England IPA, like juicy. I like that just little nudge of pineapple tropicalness to it.
Is it the sweet fruit or more of the rind, the pineapple rind?
Pineapple rind.
Gets a ladder, yeah.
Yeah, but I think I just like it because I'm so overwhelmed by a lot of New England IP, like that super juiciness, if you catch my drift.
Super juiciness.
Yeah, like that sometimes it's nice to just dial it back just a little and add just a little.
Yours. Go ahead and say it. C'est juge.
Yeah.
All right, that's the newest lexicon word right there.
No, I love it when, you know, we use the word jejune on here. So Harmitas, you know.
You said Galaxy hops?
No.
Is it loaded with Galaxy? Teddy
Bear. Right, loaded with Galaxy. That's Mike's stripper name. So.
Please welcome to the main stage, Loaded with Galaxy.
This is just such a knockdown version. And it's really unfortunate to taste the Whitehall literally within seconds.
It's hard to follow.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So difficult to stand up to that Whitehall. I mean, I just, you know, and yeah, this is but a dwarf of that.
Yeah. It's good.
It's more approachable.
I think it's still, like I said, one of the stronger beers of the flight.
I agree.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
Another Bon Jovi of beers.
Yeah. And we are going to rate the Slammer. Thank you, Slacktide. A 4.
Bon Jovi. Come on, dude. Get it together, Sean.
So I'm wondering, as you guys are walking into the store, you know, we have these conversations, you know, always of, as you know, as the hop craze, you know, kind of run its course. And, you know, part of me always says, no, when you move to aisle 2 of the hazy beers, you know, at your local liquor store, then you'll know
IPA is still king, man. I mean, as far as styles go, people want to buy and what people want to drink.
But do you feel that we're in a Me Too land, you know, with these where it's, you know, because there are some beers we've had today I've tasted probably 20 times, you know, the exact same, you know, hop profile.
Yeah,
Fix it.
Who doesn't want to chase, you know, Hetty Topper or, you know, Sip of Sunshine.
But you can't
my beer first.
But like if you're opening a brewery, and we know someone who's opening a brewery, but like you can't. There are a few styles that you're gonna have to have, right? Like like you're gonna have to have an IPA.
Yes.
You're probably going to have a dark beer, like a stout or something light.
Like and a then Kohl's you
can
or,
do
yeah.
some, then you can do some other stuff. You can play around a little bit, but you've got to have your core beers. And everything is a me too kind of thing. Well, I shouldn't say me too, but yeah, me also. Like I want to have like this guy's got this beer, and plus, like how many pale ales over the years are patterned almost right on like Sierra Nevada pale.
Right.
Like you find something that works and like why not stick to it?
It could be a regional flavor. Or something.
Yeah. So do you think that people are chasing revenue or they are tasting?
Oh, totally revenue.
Or they're tasting taste profiles of saying, I see that those other people's beers are really selling well, so I'm going to chase that taste profile.
I think you want to be artistic and you want to be creative and you want to make something you can put your that you can stand behind and put your name on.
But unfortunately, at the end of the day, you've got to pay bills. Don't sell. Yeah, yeah,
you got to pay bills.
I mean, you talk to any brewer, a Rauch beer is, you know, one of their favorite styles, but that's a hard sell to the general
public. But guess what? Everybody's making a hard seltzer now.
Right, and there's that.
Mm. And was that being pushed by the brewers or by the?
I want to go somebody who makes
that's being pushed by the consumers.
Belgian darks all day long.
Okay, but then aren't you also going along with
whatever it is that you're going to have at the tap room. Like if you're going to have pizza at the tap room,
right,
you want a beer that's going to go well with the pizza. If you're going to have something more substantial, then you're going to have something a little bit more than that. You know what I mean?
Brewery Vivant, where they're doing these complex beers, but then they also have a very complex food menu.
Right. Yeah. Sure. I mean, it makes... And it makes sense because you go there to have the food as well as the beer.
Always enjoy this conversation.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. And I think it's a win for New Jersey. They have some great breweries doing some really good stuff.
New Jersey needs a win.
They do. All right.
Needs more teddy bears.
Bon Jovi time.
Good old boy Mike.
Hey, come back. Enjoy another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy, Sean.
Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need.
Bad medicine.
Good old boy, Drew.
He's thinking.
I can't follow that. He's left me speechless again.
I'm here to help.
Good old boy, Dave.
Email me your fetishes.
That's his fetish.
You just opened
I have a fetish for fetishes.
Come on, tell me your email.
Leave the cork in at sipsudsandsmokes.com.
I'm so afraid.
Yeah.
This is good old gal Juliana going down that thunder road.
Yes.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes. And our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a 110 Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.